Report: Suspect in Idaho student killings had little remorse as teenager. By Amy Furr on January 16, 2023. The man accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students reportedly shared dark thoughts online when he was a young person. The suspect apparently wrote about being unable to feel emotion and claiming he could do whatever I want with little remorse, the New York Times reported Friday. The new revelations about the suspect, Brian Koberger, come from posts he made on an online forum in which he discussed his mental health struggles, as well as from interviews with those who knew him and messages he sent to friends that were obtained by the New York Times. They paint a portrait of an anxious, isolated and depressed teenager who turned to heroin use before eventually getting clean and becoming fascinated with studying criminal psychology, saying then that he hoped to one day provide counseling for high-profile criminals. The 28-year-old was arrested in Pennsylvania last month regarding the murders. Breitbart News noted that following the students' deaths on November 13, police deemed it a targeted attack. The victims were Ethan Chapin, 20, Sean Akernadel, 20, Kaylee Gonsalves, 21, and Madison Mogan, 21. The four students were stabbed to death inside the rental home where they lived. Per the Times, the suspect wrote in 2011 when he was 16 that he felt worthless and as I hug my family, I look into their faces, I see nothing, it is like I am looking at a video game, but less. Koberger, who was a doctoral student at Washington State University, is facing murder charges. During his teenage years, he reportedly posted online that he thought about suicide all the time. Koberger also reportedly suffered from a neurological condition called visual snow syndrome. The vision of a person with this condition is clouded by dots, according to the Times. Former FBI agent Stuart Kaplan told News Nation recently he believes Koberger is a controlling type of person. Meanwhile, the parents of Gonsalves said the suspect must pay for his actions and he should face the death penalty. Steve Gonsalves said, "Justice is when you leave the planet and the whole world is able to rejoice and be glad that you are not there."